I won't take too much time. Just going back to last Sunday real quick, I was really proud of how hard the guys came out and played. There was a lot of energy. I think we need to do that every game to have any kind of success. Having said that, we've moved on from that game now, obviously, and it's on to the next one. It's a pretty good challenge we got facing us with San Francisco coming in here, and hopefully we can bring the same energy and physical, fast play that we had last week. We're going to hang our hat on that. So with that being said, I'll open it up for questions.
You have some injury issues at linebacker. How concerning are those for you?
Injuries are always concerning. DK hasn't practiced just yet. We're trying to get him to the game if we can. And then we got some other bumps and bruises. And there's not that many guys there. So we'll navigate through it. Next man up, as everybody says in this league. Keep our fingers crossed.
Speaking of next man up, a guy we haven't really talked about a lot is Jasper Brinkley, who you picked up week one. How has he progressed in this season?
He's been great. What he's been asked to do is play a couple of different positions. You have to do that in this league when you're a backup linebacker. You got to learn more than one position. So he's done that. Now he's had a chance in these practices the last couple of days to actually get some reps, which is a good thing. And I think he's got size and he's got some strength to him. So hopefully that can help us, you know, going forward here, especially with the injuries we got. That never stops, does it?
No, going in.
Just when you're talking, like you get out there with the guys, you got to make a point. That's when the airplane goes over. And I'm sorry, who was asked? Somebody was asking. Did you say disappointed with?
Disappointed in his assignment.
Oh, he's been great. Yeah, he's been great. I think Kerry Wynn has been one of our more consistent, dependable, physical, fast football players. And we've needed it, obviously, out there at defensive end. And all these offensive systems, especially the one coming in here, are going to test your edges and the guys at the defensive end spot. I texted Kerry, it might have been 2 days ago, because I was watching practice tape. A lot of complimentary things to say because of how he had been playing and certainly what he did in the game.
Did he kind of come out of the summer? I don't know if he hit a little bit of a wall in the summer. It seemed like he put so much work into his offseason.
Kerry?
Yeah, and then maybe once the season started, he kind of got another.
Yeah, I don't know that, but I will tell you this. When I got here back in January, February, whatever it was, and you start seeing guys come in and out of the building, Kerry Wynn was here every day. I don't know if you guys were around, you saw him. I mean, he worked as hard as anybody in the off season, and that's with me not really knowing who all the guys were or how they worked. But I was impressed. Kerry was around every day, and Jay Bromley. Those guys worked out together. I don't know if he – you'd have to ask him if that's true or not, but he's playing good football for us now.
You were very, very cognizant before the season of – and you mentioned it yourself, what happened in 07, a slow start of trying to avoid that.
Yeah.
You seem to have done that.
We're getting there. I'd still like to have the first two games back. You know, the last two drives, they'll still kind of stick in here. I think they do for all us prideful defensive players and coaches. But it's over, it's gone, it's in the rearview mirror, so we're moving on. And I am happy with the way the guys have adopted and embraced what we're trying to do. And we need to do that. They've been great around each other. I think I told them Saturday night before the game that, you know, I was starting to see this, you know, the molding and the communication. We still have a ways to go. We can improve in a lot of different areas, but that part of it's been good. I think it's helped us.
What kind of progress have you seen from Jaron Holsley from the first time you watched him on film to where
he
is now?
A lot more confidence. And, you know, Tim Walton's worked real hard with him. I had some conversations with him during training camp, and I've kind of just seen him grow and kind of do that. And he gets in that one game, and he played really well for us. I think he might have had that one penalty or whatever, but what you don't recognize sometimes with corners, and especially press corners, is sometimes when you don't hear anything from them, that means they're doing a really good job. Nobody throws the ball over there. So he's been a real big help. Hopefully we get him back out there this week and see if we can get him some snaps.
We touched on this a little bit last week, but you have the number one run defense, number 32 pass defense now.
I didn't know that until you said that.
Sorry.
I didn't know it was that extreme.
Yeah.
I knew we were doing pretty good and not so good in the other, but I had no idea what the It's sustainable if the points on the board stay where they were the last 2 weeks. The other thing that we've had to come up with, and we've done it in the games that we've won, is you got to get turnovers. You got to create them. And when they're there, you got to capitalize on them. By that, I mean we've got to come up with the football, and we've been able to do that. But, look, nobody wants to be 32nd in anything. But, you know, I know when the game's being called and when I'm asking the players to play the game, we're playing the game to win, not to improve our stats. And that's the truth. And so when you get in games that are, you know, especially toward the end where some of those stats pile up, you know, there were calls in there that say, let's protect the goal line. Because in some of those games, the only way we lose the game is if they get in the end zone. It didn't matter where what they gained, you know. And the other one that sticks out is the 25-yard run at the end of, which game was it? Washington. You know, where they just kind of. But we don't spend a lot of time on stats anyway. But is it sustainable? It's sustainable if the result on the board stays where it is.
What does DeMontre Moore have to do to get on the field more for you?
DeMontre, the one thing you love about DeMontre is on Sunday, he's all energy. He's got a high motor. He makes a lot of plays because of that. But he's kind of been a niche guy for us right now. And his specialty and his skill is when we have a pretty good chance of them throwing the football. And the run game, he's getting better and better at, but that's not, you know, we got some other guys right in there right now that are playing better against the run. So when that changes or gets better, he'll be put in there. But right now, he's kind of found a comfort level with where he's been as far as reps.
You haven't gotten a lot of sacks, though.
How
do you get more out of that?
If there was a formula to that, it's a mixing it up with four-man rush and trying to bring people, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But, you know, back end's got to play a little bit tighter. You know, the guys up front got to rush a little bit quicker. And then some of those will finish off and we'll get some sacks. We've faced, you know, a couple of really good quarterbacks that get it out quick. You know, a guy that could avoid sacks last week, and we got another one this week. So, and what you got to understand, I think you probably realize that is last week, just that game in particular, it was all about not letting him get out. And so that takes on a different mold. But sacks, it's not the stat we're looking for. You know, it's the result on the play. And we do need to get better overall in our pass defense. But the point total I'm okay with.
You mentioned you're not big on stats, but one stat I think that has shrunk is the yards after the catch, because you guys look like you're doing a better job with tackling.
Yeah.
You
know, the tackling wasn't great in this particular game. We had a bunch of missed tackles, but that particular stat was really good. I remember it exactly, but I know it was under 4. And that's what we're always shooting for as far as yards after catch. So that part of it's been good. That and rushing yards after contact, we have stressed in all of the games but one or two, both those stats have been pretty good, and it does make a difference. It makes a big, big difference.
The point total, you say you're okay with it. Are you okay with the amount of pressure you're getting, even if it's not leading to sacks?
Yeah, I mean, you always want more pressure. I mean, you do. So we generate it in two ways. I mean, you beat one-on-ones or you try to outnumber them, overload, and get a free rusher. We've been getting a little bit of that, and sometimes they've gotten rid of it. Sometimes we haven't gotten there quick enough. And we probably need to win some more one-on-one battles.
One or two more questions.
I'm sorry?
You should just play your fullback.
Yeah. He's beautiful, isn't he? I tell you what, he goes in there. It's a whole different challenge for an offensive lineman, really, when you go out there. So hopefully it'll still be challenging.
Did you expect to play him
up?
Yeah, somewhere along the way. Look, I've known about him playing on defense since he got here. We talked about it back when, if it was right after the draft, we signed on, I don't remember when. But, you know, so he's scooped up by the offense, so it's hard to pull him away. And he's trying to win a position on the football team as a fullback. So, but once he made the team and, you know, we thought maybe we could pull him over for some situational stuff, it worked out pretty good. And Larry Izzo has been a real big fan and proponent of Nikita. But I'm glad we have him out there. He gives us some juice at the end, and he's a good football player. He loves it. The guy loves playing football. So you got to love having those guys like that. We have a hard time finding out when he can practice it because he's over there doing all the offensive stuff. But he helps us out.
Was Izzo the one planting that seed?
I'm sorry?
Was Izzo the one planting that seed?
Well, like I say, we knew about it before. I remember Robert Nunn talking about it. Larry's been adamant about it. You know, Larry's been working with him on special teams. It's been a lot of different people. And Nikita himself, you know, every time I'd see him walking through. Coach, don't forget. I didn't forget. We got him in there.
What did you think of his debut?
Oh, what? Solid, good. He made a really good play. Buffalo put three receivers over to the right, and we were in man coverage, and it was obvious because DRC came over. And I could tell Tyrod knew immediately on the option play to keep it. because you're in man and everybody's back's turned. And Ola made a really good play playing both the dive and the quarterback. And it was a 1 or 2 yard game. Matter of fact, I just showed that this morning because it was an impressive play. But he was really solid. He's got a ways to go. And he was, you could tell he was just getting his feet underneath him because his pass rush isn't quite, I think, where it was in training camp at one point. But I think he'll improve and keep getting better.
Do you think the guys who are coming out of college now have a better grasp of how to defend?
Oh, I think that's probably true, yeah. They see it just about every week. I think that's a very true statement. That's a good point, too, because he's seen a lot of it out there. In the Pac, is it 10, 12, 14? What is it now? Pac-12, yeah.